Shalom, everybody. In Parshas Kisavo, Moshe told Bnei Yisrael about the wonderful brachos that we will receive if and when we follow Hashem. And we heard Chas V'Shalom about the punishments that we'll receive if we do not follow Hashem. And then in Parshas Nitzavim, it's time to accept upon ourselves this bris, this covenant between us and Hashem. And in that context, Moshe says in the beginning of our Parsha that this covenant between us and God is critical. We saw what happened in Mitzrayim. We saw what happened to the Egyptians and to the other nations afterwards who tried to rebel against Hashem. And if anyone thinks that they want to reject Hashem, God forbid, Hashem will bring all of the curses upon that person or people, God forbid. So much so that other nations will ask, Perek Chav Tes Pasuk Chav Gimel, why has Hashem done this to this land? And the answer will be obvious. Because they left Hashem, they rejected Hashem. And they will say that is why eventually Perek Chav Tes Pasuk Chav Zayin Vayitshem Hashem Me'al Admasam, Hashem uprooted them from their land Bi'af Uvchema Uvketzef Gadol, in anger and in wrath and in great outrage Vayashlichem El Eretz Acheres Kayom Hazeh, and sent them, God sent them to another land Kayom Hazeh, like today. It's a terrible, terrible picture, God forbid. There is, however, a light at the end of the tunnel. The psukim continue to tell us how eventually we will do tshuva in these far-flung places, and Hashem will take us back, God willing, to Eretz Yisrael, to our homeland. But in the pasuk we just read, what do the last two words mean? Kayom hazeh, like today. People will say that Hashem sent us into galus, kayom hazeh, like today. What does that mean? Perhaps one can suggest that the meaning of these words are as follows. Parshas Nitzavim is one of the shortest parshios in the Torah. There's only 40 psukim in Parshas Nitzavim. And yet, with so few psukim, the word yom appears 14 times. Bnei Yisrael are told by Moshe again and again and again that this covenant that they are connecting with and committing to is today. Atem nitzavim hayom kulchem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem, or Hashem Elokecha koreisimcha hayom, etc., etc. And the expression asher anochi mitzavcha hayom comes up 4 out of the 14 times. So what does hayom or kayom mean? There are many examples elsewhere in the Torah where Mefarshim like Rashi, Rev Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, explain the word hayom to mean two things. First, hayom denotes a certain newness, a certain novelty. Every day is a new day. Moshe, again and again in our parsha, emphasizes the newness, the freshness, the novel excitement that we are supposed to feel with our relationship with Hashem and with His Torah and mitzvos. That's one layer, one meaning of the word hayom. In addition, Rashi on the very first pasuk in our parsha tells us that hayom also denotes a certain assuredness, a certain certainty and comfort. Rashi says that just like you can look around and see that it's day now. It was night last night. It was dark. It was cold. But now it's daytime. It's bright and it's clear. So too, all of the curses you heard. Yes, they are dark. Yes, they are gloomy. But today is a new day, a new opportunity to repair our relationship with Hashem. These are two of the themes and messages that we think of when we hear the word hayom in the Chumash and also in our Parsha. Newness and freshness, and also comfort and consolation. And perhaps one can suggest that that's what's happening in our pasuk as well. Vayashlichem el eretz acheres kayom hazeh. Hashem can send us off to all corners of the globe, God forbid. And He did exactly that many times in the last 2,000 years. But our galus is kayom hazeh. Know, first of all, that just as night turns to day, our dark galus too will turn soon, emetz Hashem, to light and to joy, kayom hazeh. But one of the ways to make sure that the galus comes to an end is to make sure, to the best of our ability, that we don't get used to the galus. We must keep it new and fresh, so to speak, kayom hazeh. Having our nation spread out all over the world, far away from our homeland, is not the way it's supposed to be. It's not natural, so to speak. We belong at home. We don't belong on the street, chas v'shalom. It will be wrong to think it's better for us to live on the street and not at home. If a student is kicked out of class for misbehaving, that's not something the student should get used to. If after a short while the teacher invites the student to rejoin the class, it should not come as a surprise, and the student should certainly not say, "No, I don't want to rejoin the class. My place is in the principal's office." No, their place is in class, not in the principal's office. And our galus is kayom hazeh. It should be new. It should feel fresh every day. What am I doing here? I need to change my surroundings so the galus can end. Yes, doing that and thinking of galus as being new each day. Yes, that is more painful. But in the long run, getting used to being homeless is even more painful. Have an amazing day, everyone.